Hey there. So, a lot of people have made comments that they really like the challenges, and I've had a few people suggest some, and I really liked two of the suggestions. This is one of the two that I really liked. So I'm going to be doing the BDSM test. I'll just read the questions out loud and then answer them and see if I can make it all the way through the test and through my results, while also using a vibrator. So we'll see how that goes. So if you want to do your own test too, it's bdsmtest.org is the one that I'm using. And it says first some basic info. So gender is female. I'm putting my age in. And then orientation. Oh, you know what? I forgot to start my. There we go. And I'm in my office chair. No pants. Orientation, strictly heterosexual, heteroflexible. Which is like vicarious, bisexual, homoflexible, strictly gay or lesbian or other. I'm gonna put heteroflexible, bicurious. English language, and I prefer the maximum accuracy test. So here goes. To what extent do you agree with each statement? And it has a from absolutely disagree to neutral or no opinion, and then absolutely agree. So I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom. I'm gonna put one shy of absolutely agree. I like receiving pain during sex. And seeing the result of it, marks, bruises, makeup running by tears, etc. afterward. I do like spanking a lot, and I'm gonna put agree. I prefer making the sexual decisions for my partner as it gives me more control. I'm gonna go right between absolutely disagree and neutral. Don't mind a little playful resistance from my partner. In the end, I'll win anyways. I agree. I like forcing my partner into submission much more than them submitting spontaneously. I don't. I absolutely disagree. Feeling physically overwhelmed. Feeling physically overpowered is one of the most liberating sexual feelings. I'm going to go right in between neutral and agree. I like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. I feel like I shouldn't tell you guys that. I agree. I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. I disagree. What do you think of that answer? Ideally, I would command my partner and they'd obey like a puppet no matter what I tell them to do. I disagree. I don't like making sexual decisions. I prefer my partner to make them for me. I am going between neutral and disagree. I love making my partners do really disgusting things purely for my own pleasure. I disagree. I don't like disgusting things. I am willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I will like it. I'm gonna go with agree. Physically restricting my partner during sex, BDSM, with clothes, attributes, ropes, chains, etc., is arousing to me. I actually don't like that much at all. Doing it to someone else, that is. I like sending nude or sexual pictures or videos of myself to others. Okay, I am not gonna answer that one here. That is discreetly answered, and we'll move on. I like to be told helpless and at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. I agree. Receiving care, being spoiled, etc., are some of the main things that I am looking for in a relationship. I completely agree. I have a thing for large age differences in sexual encounters or relationships. I'm kind of neutral on that. When it comes to sexual acts, my partner's discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it gives me more pleasure. I disagree with that. I want you to feel good. I don't want you to feel bad. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet or animal. I'm kind of neutral. Giving care, spoiling my partner, etc., is one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. I agree. Being treated with little or no respect during sex arouses me. Well, so I find that hard to answer because some acts might seem disrespectful, but they're really not. So I guess I'm gonna go one toward agree, in the neutral, I guess. There is no reason why sex would have to happen in private spaces, isolated from the outside world. Agree. I'll often put up a fight in bed because that doesn't mean, but that doesn't mean I want to win that fight at all. I won't put up a fight, usually. I find the romantic aspect. Shit, I'm only 22% done. I find the romantic aspect in a relationship much more important than the sexual or kinky aspects. No, I disagree a little bit on that. I think it's all kind of even. I'm gonna go neutral. I currently have a master or mistress in my life. I agree. I would like to serve in a formal setting with explicit slave training, prescribed physical positions and rituals. Yes, please. My ultimate goal in life is to please my partner And there's hardly anything I wouldn't do to reach that goal. That's true. I have a need to constantly try new things. A sexual routine would never make me happy. If I were single, I would like to join an existing couple or polygroups relationship for sexual and or emotional purposes. I agree. Oh, it's hot in here. Being physically restricted during sex with clothes, attributes, ropes, chains, etc. is arousing. I agree. I enjoy feeling like a prey hunted by a predator. A little bit. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn-on. I completely and absolutely disagree. Being part of a group of slaves that serves one master or mistress. It sounds like a life that would really suit me. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm gonna say neutral. I would like to be completely tied up during sex. I do like that sometimes. Not all the time, but I do like that. Oh. I enjoy being kept as a pet in a cage, eating food out of a bowl, being petted and caressed. Oh, I disagree. I don't want to be caged. I mean, a little petting could be nice, but I don't want to be caged. Oh. Oh, I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm going to inflict pain on them. I completely disagree. I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partner sometimes. I agree. In between the neutral and the completely. I'll gladly leave everything behind, including moving across the globe, if it's what I have to for the BDSM life of my dreams. No, I disagree. I enjoy playing a different age than what I am, I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. I disagree. I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave, not having any human interaction outside of sex and BDSM. Oh, I disagree with that. I have a life. I have friends, family. Treating my partner with little or no respect during sex arouses me. I disagree. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. I like them both, so I'm gonna go Halfway in between agree and neutral. I like it when my partner is completely tied up during sex. No, I don't, because you need, oh, you need to be able to move in order to please me. I have, plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. I think that's, I'm gonna say, absolutely agree. Oh, I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike, or when they engage in childlike activity like coloring or playing on a playground. I completely disagree. I want my partner to be the man. Know what he's doing, have experience. Oh. I could be sexually submissive now and be, oh, fuck. Oh, sexually dominant another time. Oh. I agree, but I'm more often submissive, so I'm going in between. Oh, I am willing to pay for porn if it really suits my sexual interests. Somewhat agree. I mean, there's so much good free stuff, right? I am. Oh, no, I read that wrong. In an ideal relationship, oh, my partner would see me as a mere object. To them, I only exist when they're horny or when they need my service in some other way. I disagree. You need to love and worship me. Making my partner suffer for my pleasure is one of the best things in life. No, I disagree. Halfway there. Living with a group of slaves owned by me and serving me would be my ultimate goal. I know that that would be fun for a day or two. Maybe a week. Okay, maybe it'd be fun for a week. It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk, and it's a necessary part of discovering what works and doesn't work. Sure. I'm currently in a long-term relationship. Completely agree. Sorry. Oh. I have plenty of sexual fantasies, which would, at the very least, be unethical to execute. Oh. I'm a little bit. Oh. I would like, I would like provide, that's funny, it's like written by like a teenage girl. I would like provide, I would like provide my partners with explicit slave training, i.e. train them in prescribed physical positions and rituals. No, I wouldn't do that. In questionnaires like these, I tend to go for the extreme answers rather than the middle answers. What a stupid question. I don't know. I'm just gonna, I don't know. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet, providing them a cage, feeding them out of bowl, feeding them out of a bowl. I disagree. If I could not fulfill all my partner's sexual desires, I would encourage them to see other people to fulfill these gaps. That is true. I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner's desires. Somewhat. Yeah. I often behave in animalistic ways during sex, like howling. I purr sometimes. Does that count? I'll see. Yes, a little bit there. In an ideal relationship, I would have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner, and they should decide what is good for me. I still have my limits. I'll say somewhat, but close to the neutral. If part of. Man. If part of my. If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled with my partner, I would want to see other people fill in the gaps. I agree. I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. No. Oh, I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. No. Well, a little bit. I'll go in between. Oh, fuck. I enjoy watching other people being naked or having sex. Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. I like my partner to submit to me 24/7, and I am willing to take responsibility for what comes with it. I'm kind of neutral on that. Oh, because I like to be the one. I like my partner to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. That's true. Oh. If I could make some money from selling porn clips of myself, I absolutely would. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God. Would you guys pay for me? I'm gonna say mostly yes. Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. No, I mean, okay, yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. Oh, I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as a superior. Oh, fuck. Oh, most of the time, yes. Oh, I'm totally cool with my partners having sex with other people. I am. There's limits, of course, and rules and all that, but yes, we are open. Talking back to one's dominant. Talking back to one's dominant in a teasing, disobeying way should be part of the sub's fun. I totally agree. when it comes to sexual acts, my own discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it allows me to give my partner more pleasure. Well, I'm getting halfway between neutral and true because I don't want to be in pain all the time. It's getting hard not to come. I'm trying to hold myself at the edge. Oh, I don't need physical pleasure from sex if my partner is enjoying it. That's all that I need. Oh, fuck. Bringing my partner pleasure makes me feel good, so I'm not sure how to answer this. I guess I'll say it's true. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner or calling them humiliating names during sex. Oh, I will if you want me to. Oh, but it's not my favorite thing. Oh, sometimes watching people have sex is more fun than participating. It's not more fun, but it's super fun. Oh, fuck. I enjoy being completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partner around. I'm gonna say neutral because I do like to do it sometimes. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. I don't like the word tortured. Teased with it, absolutely, but I don't like the word tortured. Having to do really disgusting things for my partner's pleasure sounds pretty arousing. Not disgusting things. No dirty Sanchez, sorry. I would be willing to leave anything behind to live the BDSM life of my dreams. I feel like this is a repeat. I would be willing to leave everything behind. No, of course not. I like inflicting pain during sex and seeing the result of it. I know this is a repeat. I know this is. I could. Oh, fuck, I don't know. I could like being done. No, I could not always be dominant, and I could not be always dominant or always submissive. I need both. Oh, I disagree. Oh, I like to dominate my partners specifically, or especially in the bedroom. No. I mean, sometimes. Okay, I'll move it over one little notch. I like to be sexually degraded or humiliate, or I like to sexually degrade or humiliate my partners. No, I already answered that. I will naturally take on a nurturing or guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. What is going on with these? How many more? Oh, fuck. If my partner would really enjoy using me as a urinal, I would happily let them. Absolutely not. No. I like to submit to my partner 24/7, and serving them is the sole purpose of my life. Oh, it's not my sole purpose, but I do like to serve. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. My partner having multiple orgasms. Wait, that's not what it said. My partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous, except for threesomes with my partner involved. Sounds like a perfectly acceptable situation. No, if you get to play around, so do I. I would want my partner to serve me and address me only as a superior. No. Oh, fuck, it's hot in here. Oh, fuck. I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child or engaging in childlike behavior like coloring. No, sorry to part. Sorry to disappoint all my daddies, but not that much. I do like the daddy role, but I don't want to color or have you braid my hair, okay? That's too far for me. I enjoy being verbally degraded or being called humiliating names during sex. I do. I like to be your slut. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Oh. I want to meet more like-minded kinky people, and I am willing to put effort into that. Oh, fuck. I agree. Oh. If a new awesome kinker BDSM project was launched, I would like to be kept up to date. Oh, sure. So now it's listing archetypes and indicate, and I'm supposed to indicate how each one suits me. Oh, God. Oh, master or mistress. Receive complete control over the life of their sex slave and all responsibilities that come with it. They go a step further than dominance in the sense that they exchange, that their power is 24/7. Oh, fuck. Disagree. Age players like to play with age as part of their kink. No. A voyeur enjoys watching others' nakedness or sexual activity of other people. Definitions vary with respect to why they are being watched. Oh, fuck yes, I love that. I like watching other people. Oh, a slave completely hands over control of the responsibilities over their life to their master or mistress. They go a step further than submissives in the sense that their power exchange is present. Oh, 24/7, and that all aspects of their life. Oh. Are serving their master. No, not that far. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. Switch is like two. Well, switch, always taking a dominant or top position is not for them. Neither is always taking a submissive or bottom position. And he's got a longer, oh, fucking explanation, but I'm gonna skip it. Oh, fuck. Oh, there's the answers. Oh. Oh. Okay, so my highest score is voyeur at 96%, a brat at 87%. No, it's not. A submissive at 81%. Rope bunny, 78%. Experimentalist, 78%. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, fuck, babe, I'm so wet. Oh, primalist, 64%. Oh, God, I don't know if I can hold it up. The sadocist, I can't talk. A masochist, 61%. A switch, 54%, which is funny because it means that I'm like halfway to being a switch, which is halfway. A slave, 47%. Non-monogamist, 45%. Grady, 41%. Pet, 35%. Dominant, 32%. Mistress, 31%. Primal, it has again. Oh, it was as prey the first time. Oh, this is as the. Oh, it's the hunter, 31%. A good girl at 31%. Oh, I think that should be higher. I love being a good girl. Oh, exhibitionist, 31%. 30% vanilla? They're fucking crazy. Degrader, 24%. Owner, 20%. A brat tamer, 8%. Oh, fuck. A rigger, 8%. Age slayer, 5%. A mommy, 6%. And a sadist, 1%. Oh, that's it. Oh, God, fuck, I made it. Oh my God, I'm so wet. I can't believe I made it through that. I'm not using my usual five. Oh, give me a second. Oh, fuck, I gotta put my hair up. It's hot in here. And some water. Okay, I know that you did not listen to this whole challenge and expect me not to come. Oh, and I promise I won't disappoint you. I'm gonna put the vibe back on, but this is one that, it goes, inside, and on my clit, but the part that goes inside is really tiny and just slides against my G. I'm gonna use that with my dildo. You might have heard me refer to as Alpha. Oh man, this leather chair is wet, wet, wet. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Few last bumps in there. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, that's good. Oh, that was pretty good. So what did we learn? That my usual vibrators are way stronger than this one. Or would have never made it through. That I'm a voyeuristic, submissive brat that's experimentalist, but will switch once in a while. And that why I need to turn the air on. So you should do the test too, and then tell me in the comments what you are and how we match up. See you later.